I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, the story of the first woman inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But first, the 2011 Major League Baseball season is underway, and here, as always, to expound on the beauty of baseball and testify to the Yankee-ness of the Yankees, or lack of same, is ESPN's Tim Kirkjian. Tim, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill.
Thursday was, of course, opening day. Was it memorable for you?
Well, it was my 31st opening day, Bill, so those are always memorable when you get over 30. It snowed at Yankee Stadium, and I froze the entire game because I was outside in the dugout watching the game from there. But it was a really interesting game. Curtis Granderson had one of those great opening days that you never forget about, hit the game-winning homer and made two great catches in center field. So even though I complained that it was 42 and snowing at one point, I still thoroughly enjoyed myself.
So based on what you saw, can you say without fear of contradiction that the Yankees are still, in fact, the Yankees?
They are, and they are going to the playoffs again this year. Write it down, Bill. As you know, I'm always right in my prediction. So we can, I can safely say the Yankees are better than people think, seriously. This thought that they're too old and they're just going away, I'm just not buying that.
The defending 2010 World Series champion San Francisco Giants lost on opening day, and they don't seem to be the 2011 World Series choice for a lot of the pundits. What accounts for this?
Well, they really hit their stride late last year. They were a 500 team at the All-Star break. They were still a struggling team in July, and yet they really got hot when it mattered. And I think a lot of people looked at it and said, hey, this team was last in the league with batting average with runners in scoring position. They were last in the league in stolen bases. What they did was they got hot at the right time and they pitched like crazy down the stretch. And they're going to pitch like crazy all year. And they're going to win their division. I'm pretty certain about that. But I don't like anybody in the postseason more than I like the Phillies in the National League if they get there because of those four starters they have at the top.
Tim, can you explain to me why it is that so many people are absolutely convinced that the Red Sox are going to win the World Series?
Well, I picked him to win the World Series also because I had to make a pick. Now, am I certain of this? Of course not. No one is. However, I can tell you this, Bill. Their lineup is sensational. When you have to wonder all spring, which of the three really quality guys should I hit leadoff here? Which of the four really quality guys should I hit third? Those are the questions facing Terry Francona. There are other teams that don't have a leadoff guy. The Red Sox have three of them. Plus, their bullpen is much better than it was last year, and you have to think their starting rotation is going to make a big difference this year and pitch much better last year, specifically John Lackey and Josh Beckett.
Cubs and Orioles fans have been charitably characterized as being desperate for a winner. Will one or maybe both of these long-suffering groups be rewarded at least with a non-loser this season?
I think they're both going to finish 500 or better, which is really saying something for the Orioles because it was the late 90s the last time they finished over 500. But I think they've really made some strides with Buck Showalter and some of the things that they did in the offseason, like signing Vlad Guerrero. And I think the Cubs are better also. Now, they have a long way to go in a very, well, a semi-difficult division, but I like Mike Quatty, their new manager. I like what he brings, the energy and the enthusiasm. I like some of the things they did in the offseason with Carlos Pena and Matt Garza, but they'll win more games than they'll lose this year, but just barely.
Tim, there has been discussion over the past few months about Albert Pujols. What is he likely to do with the rest of his career? Is he going to be a Cardinal forever?
I think he is, Bill, and I think now I am officially in the minority on this. He is arguably the best player most of us have ever seen, anyone who's 50 years old or younger. He's had basically the best first 10 years of a career, except for maybe Ted Williams. That's how good he has been. And given that, I'm just not sure I can see the Cardinals allowing this guy to walk away when someday he's going to hit his 700th homer, if not his 800th home run. And, you know, there aren't many teams out there that are going to be in the bidding. I can't see the Yankees or the Red Sox in it. Maybe the Angels will get in it. Maybe the Cubs will get in it. But I just cannot see a case where the Cardinals allow the best player in the game to leave and go to the arch rival Cubs. I'm not buying that one.
Tim, the Mets' litany of woes continues. The fans have been offered the opportunity to buy Bernie Madoff jerseys and warm-up jackets. The struggling team took a $25 million loan from the league. They recently released Oliver Perez and Luis Castillo and ate $18 million worth of salary in that deal. Plus, there have been injuries. Jason Bay, Johan Santana, Carlos Beltran, although he seems to be healthier now. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. Aren't the Mets supposed to be one of the league's marquee teams?
Not anymore, Bill. I'm telling you, it's one of the strangest things that's happened there. And the reason they got rid of Perez and Castillo is because the fans there booed them every time they touched the ball. It's a really negative atmosphere around the Mets, other than inside the clubhouse, which I found very, very positive. In fact, Terry Collins, their new manager, organized a bowling league this spring, and all the players just absolutely loved it. I'm not sure this new attitude is going to translate to too many more wins, but here's the bottom line. The Mets would just as soon not play the 2011 season, get to next year with a healthy Santana, and with $55 million off of the books. Until then, the Mets are going to struggle, and I think even they, deep down inside, know it.
All right, NFL players are currently locked out. The NBA collective bargaining agreement expires in June. Are Commissioner Bud et al. Casting a nervous eye toward December 11th, 2011, which is when baseball's labor deal expires?
I don't think so at this point. I mean, baseball labor peace has been pretty good the last two times, so the last two collective bargaining agreements, and I think we're going to have three in a row here. Rob Manfred, who negotiates for the owners, and Michael Wiener for the players, have a very good working relationship. There isn't so much hatred back and forth as there used to be 30 years ago or even 20 years ago. Things have really, really changed, and I think everyone in baseball realizes, you know, we've got it pretty good right now. And I think baseball learned its lesson from the 94-95 strike that we just can't do this again and expect people to come back. There'll have to be some work on revenue sharing and luxury taxes and everything else, but I don't think we're going to see any significant changes in the game.
Tim Kirkjian is a reporter for ESPN's Baseball Tonight and a senior writer for ESPN the magazine as well. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.